Water Banter. Boom. And we are live with another episode of the Brown Water Banter podcast. My name is Jared Seymour.
My name is Joey Cates.
That's right. And we got a great one for you in the studio this evening, man. We got Steven from Southern Stitch Canvas and Upholstery. We're going to be talking about how to keep your upholstery clean, how to keep your boat maintained, and what goes into redoing a cushion, man. It's a lot more than you think, right? Like more than
absolutely,
most people think.
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay, but before we jump into that, we're going to thank the people that keep the lights on for us, just like we always do over here in the Brownwater Studios. Right out of the gate, you probably know where we're headed. Dr. Robbie Williams, right over there at Southern Magnolia Smiles, man. They are located on Washington Avenue right here in Ocean Springs. You can look them up on the socials, at Southern Magnolia Smiles, Facebook and Instagram. 2024 is the year to smile more. So when you're ready to book that appointment and get them pearly white shined up and looking pretty, you can give them a shout at 228-215-1202. If you find yourself in need of legal representation for any reason, Taylor & Cox Law Firm is your person. Tyler over there, man, they specialize in felonies, misdemeanors, DUIs, family law, divorce, child custody, you name it. If you find yourself in that boat, you want somebody that's going to fight tooth and nail for you, Taylor & Cox Law Firm is the one for you. Give them a shout, 228-696-0111, and tell them that we sent you. Rocky Brooks over at Sea to Swamp. He's got two locations, Gaucher and Gulfport. If you need tackle, apparel, kayaks, brown water gear, rods, reels, reel repair, Rocky's got you covered. You can look him up on Facebook as well, see the number 2 and then Swamp, or you can give him a shout at 228-205-3964. It's April. You have more than missed your New Year's resolution if you haven't got back into the gym yet.
You blew through it, yeah.
Yeah, but don't give up on yourself, man. Go over to Forever Young Men and Women's Health. Let Kendrick do some lab work on you. See if you're hormone deficient. He could do some testosterone replacement for you or your lady friend. He can also check and see if you're vitamin deficient, man. Put your health care in the hands of a professional. Call and book that consultation, 228-363-6623, or look him up on Forever Young Men and Women's Health on Facebook. He's got some videos out there. You can learn a thing or two about health. And like I said, give him a call and book that appointment. And then bringing up the rear here is Dewey Dew Bugs over in D'Iberville, right across the street from Scarlet Pearl. Man, they're specializing in boiled seafood right here, like I said, D'Iberville, man. Not a lot of people doing boiled, and no. They're doing it right. We hosted the 2024 Bay Rat Bash right here where you're looking on this photo for people on the live stream. We had it right there on that little stage out there. It's a great restaurant. It's looking good. Food tastes amazing. If you haven't been by there, go check them out or look them up on Facebook, Dewey Dew Bugs. So I beat Joey once again. I think I'm almost undefeated. I'm damn near undefeated on that.
Well, I got a lot more stuff to do than you, bro.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Or I'm just better at it. Anyway, doesn't matter. Steven, dude, we appreciate you joining us in the studio. Where do we start? We always like to get the backstory from people before you got into the upholstery business, or how, I should say, you got into the upholstery business. Where do we start? Born and raised here on the Gulf Coast?
Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, we won't hold that against you. Keep going.
Lived here since I was 3.
Okay, that counts.
Okay,
that
from counts. 3 till now.
Yeah, that counts.
Wool Market.
Okay.
All right.
Before Wool Market was a Biloxi, it's Wool Market. Mm-hmm. It's always Wool Market. Mm-hmm. There, moved around a lot with a single mother.
Okay.
Started selling cars right after high school.
All right.
Aftermarket leather is a big thing for cars dealerships. After that.
I didn't really know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can buy a car either with cloth or with leather. You can upgrade from the XLT package to the Lariat, or you can just get an XL or XLT, add $5,000 worth of leather, and then you're saving $5,000 on the package.
Gotcha.
So there's a big market for that. So then started doing that. From there, a Cuban drove up to the shop that I was working at. He had a sewing machine in the back of his machine. His van wanted to be employed. Boss man, we don't do anything but aftermarket leather. He said, hey, we'll build a table, we'll start sewing, you know, Cubans, bam bam, put mm-hmm. up a table. And ever since then, I saw him taking raw materials, building something, and coming from being raised from like a CB background, my uncle and aunt and all that, building stuff from raw materials, cabinetry, carpentry. It
clicked.
Got it clicked. Yeah, boom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom. I like this is it. This is it. I like it. So from there, Cubans get very tutorial. So
that's good. That's good.
So at a certain point, he said, hey, you going to pick me or the kid? And then at that point, Mr. Kevin, he was like, hey, this guy's getting it. We've been working dealerships together and this, that, and the other. I'm going to have to go with the 20-year-old younger person that's getting it that you're getting offensive by.
Right.
So he picked me, and then he left. And then after that, got to a point where I got to own something. If I'm going to be the slave driver,
right,
if I'm going to be making it, if I'm going to be doing it, and I need to own something. He said, no. I said, okay. Smart off, Southern Stitch happened, and then from there, a year later, I bought him out, and then here we are.
So, the Cuban gentleman that
Laz
shows
grateful,
up.
Laz.
Yeah, yeah. He's your teacher.
He took just enough to get me started on the machine.
Okay,
and that was his mistake.
Right. So then you learn how to gotta go back, Joe. You want to go down just a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know.
Tilt down just
doing
a little
that.
Bit. Just a little bit. We're gonna fix the camera, ladies and gentlemen, while we're live. That's too much.
There we go.
Way too much. You need to go back the other way. Yeah, you.
I don't know how that happened.
It's all right. All right, so yeah, there we go. So Laz is teaching you, and then you learn enough to you said work the machine?
To work the machine, so and all that.
And then your boss is like, I
can't. No, Laz was like, hey, he gets offensive or to territorial. Like,
right,
hey,
right.
I need to stand my ground. I need to
gotcha.
Be a man.
Gotcha. You're not
going to
come
a boss man. Yeah. I didn't say nothing.
Right, right, right.
I'm just going. You know, I'm 19, 20. I don't care.
But he taught you. Like, yeah. Obviously, he knew you were going to.
Well,
maybe he didn't. He didn't think he was going to catch
on
or something.
Maybe he didn't.
Okay. All right.
So he gets a tutorial, give that verbatim. He's gone.
He's gone. Damn. He played his hand and he lost.
Yeah, well.
You know, he didn't think that one through, I don't guess.
Yeah, I guess not.
So he's gone. Boss man says it's you. You're the man. Because at that point, obviously, you could do enough to what?
Like, sustain a business.
Right. What does that mean for me? Because I don't know shit about it. Does that mean like you can take a cloth back seat of a car or something,
rip it
off of there?
Your most common thing on a car is going to be your driver's seat getting in and out where people
gotcha.
Slide
yeah, gotcha.
In a seat outside of sitting on a seat.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit on a seat instead of sliding. Use your runner boards. They get the runner boards. They get the nice ones that power out, all that jazz.
Yeah.
But if you slide out of it, it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
You.
So that right there, I can take that panel out. Make it look new, cloth or leather, or
that was my next question.
If you have a whole bottom, you want to replace the whole bottom because that's your most common. Mm-hmm. I can replace a whole bottom.
Okay,
it's a lot cheaper than buying a new $70,000 vehicle.
Yeah,
right. And it makes it look way newer.
Yeah,
it smells newer.
But he had the equipment, right? He had a sewing.
He had a sewing machine.
Yeah.
All you need is a sewing machine. You'll figure the rest out.
Now, is this a sewing machine like your great grandma had?
No, not a Singer.
It's different, right?
Yes. Okay. It's not a Singer. It's not a. You know, the wheel, which I have on the machine at the shop
with
where
the
you
foot?
Have to,
yeah.
with that, you
yeah.
have to pedal it.
Yeah,
you have to, Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah.
You have to pedal it. No, this one is, you know, it's nice, but it goes through a lot of pressure, a lot of thickness. Just
gotcha.
Got
to get that needle.
And
that bad boy.
In today's world, you got a walking foot. So a walking foot does this, which grabs the material, brings it back, and stitches it. Old days, you're just doing this.
Right. That's what I'm
familiar
with.
It's just what I've ever seen. It's keeping it tight.
Well, it's pulling it
pulling
in for
it
him,
back
right?
In. Yeah.
It is keeping it very tight.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very tight, very tight, very tight.
Well, dang. Okay, so he plays his hand. Bossman says, you got to go. He's got to go. You stay. And how long were you there at this
About
dealership?
About a year. Okay. And I got a buddy on and got him showing him how to do upholstery, the aftermarket leather, just installing pre-made kits. Catskin is your main personnel. So Catskin kits and all that. Started showing him how to sew.
What did you just say is the main?
Catskin.
You can order them from anything. It's like leather.
It's like a fake leather?
No, it's real leather. It's just like the factory. So from the factory, you only get leather on the where your body touches. So on a Lexus car, you sit down, you only have leather where your body touches, which is the most wear and tear. Like when you go to airplanes, all seats in airplanes are full leather, full high grain leather, very nice.
Yeah.
A lot of wear, a lot of compression, a lot of just can take it. Automotive, you have a full leather only on the seat surface where your body touches. The rest of it's vinyl. So the main panel where you have all the compression on the side of the seat right here is vinyl from the factory.
On a Lexus.
On a Mercedes. Anything. Mercedes, it's vinyl in the center. On some of these 2013, 2016, I do so many panel jobs, it's all vinyl right there. Right, I mean, the whole vehicle's vinyl.
I've already learned something. We ain't even 10 minutes in. I already learned something.
So the Catskin is an aftermarket.
It's not real Catskin, right? That would take a lot of cats.
Oh, it's the name of the company. That's the name of the company, yeah.
Right. I mean,
ironically.
You have to kill a lot of cats.
A lot of cats.
Seat, you know?
There's a lot of cats here.
That's also true.
But the Catskin, but it's cow, so their building is painted like a cow in California, which toward the facility is cool as shit, whatever, it looks like a big cow.
Right.
But no, Catskin with the K-A-T-Z-K-I-N. They bought out their competitor's inventory, not the business itself, RoadWire, which is used to be Classic Soft Trim, big company. Classic Soft Trim is now going to get into probably RVs and recreational, but Catskin bought all RoadWire's inventory, so now it's Catskin's the person.
Yeah.
So they've taken over the market.
Automotive.
Yeah. All right. So what is there any company car-wise that you're aware of that, like, when it says leather, it's all leather? Is there none?
I haven't done a lot of Bugatti and Ferraris and Maseratis, but I would say those side, yes,
it's going to be all leather. But your Lexus, Mercedes, BMW, it's going to be a vinyl. A lot of it's vinyl.
Do you have anybody coming in, maybe not with Lexuses and Mercedes, because I don't even know if they have a cloth package. I'm not sure.
Some Mercedes lower class, like lower than C, they have some.
But I'm thinking maybe you could do it on a nice truck. Get like the cloth package, and then anybody ever came to you and said, hey, dude, I want all leather on this whole thing.
Yes.
Is that how you roll when you do something?
Yes. So
it's a better upgrade than you would get from the factory.
No, that's not how I roll, but that's how I see a lot of rolling. Let me correct that.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
So, yes, you can buy an XL or XLT, which has all the bells and whistles, power seats, and all the integration and the new multimedia and all that. But you can get it without heated seats. You can get it without cooled seats. You can get it without leather. And then at that point, I can add heated and cooled seats. I can add leather. And then at that point, you're $5,000 in it, and you just save probably $15,000-$20,000 on the package from going from an XLT to a Lariat.
Wow.
So coming from the factory,
that's crazy that you can do it cheaper than you would think. You know, than you think Ford's factory could do it.
Yeah. And it's the same components. The same person that makes the components that go into factories, which is Gentherm. They make a universal Gentherm, which you just put it on that car, and we have the distributorship of Gentherm. But it's the same manufacturer that is from the factory.
You ain't getting these components off of Temu or
Amazon.
Right, let me get break in 6 months.
Let me get a Bimini for $255.
Right,
or go to Amazon.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, damn. I like this. I'm learning some stuff. So do you get people doing that and then they can roll around and say, bro, my leather seats are leather, all leather. Even the King Ranch is like that?
King Ranch is all leather.
Okay, God, thank you. I mean,
King Ranch is all leather.
That is a lot of leather in that thing.
They wear out, though, them King Ranches.
Because it's high maintenance. You talk about high maintenance. Like, if you have a King Ranch truck, you better be a high maintenance fluting kind of guy, because you got to keep it up if you want that King Ranch leather to look right.
Tell me what you mean by keep it up. What's the product?
Conditioner. First, you got to clean it. Clean it. You got to clean it with the right cleaner, and King Ranch leather and that absorbent type of leather is so tricky, and that's why King Ranch has that patent and everything to it. First, you got to clean it, then from there, you got to condition it. You got to do it like once every 3 months.
Damn.
You got to stay on it. People don't do it. They get in the car, they get out.
Down
here, we get in the truck, we get out the truck.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. I got a couch at home, and I don't know if it's real leather or not. I'm going to be
honest.
Probably ain't. It probably ain't. Okay. Nope. Well, one of them.
Buy a new one.
There you go.
Go to Rooms to Go.
That's where I got it from.
How do you tell the difference between real leather and faux leather?
Look at it like your skin. You push your skin. Whenever you push your skin, it kind of crinkles all around you.
Mm-hmm.
You push vinyl, it just moves that whole surface. And
like
it goes,
a plastic, right? Like you would think a plastic
would. It goes into that surface where you're pushing that point. But leather, whenever you push it, it wrinkles and crinkles all around you, just like our skin.
Okay. But so if you got a couch and it's kind of, or whether it's a King Ranch, and it's kind of that point where you can be like, oh, this don't look good anymore.
Couch, buy a new one. King Ranch, call me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's not worth trying to put conditioners back on the couch?
Me personally, I buy my couches, ottomans, chairs, Rooms to Go, 0%, 60 months, every 5 months. I mean, every 5 years. Whenever look bad, I'm not even going to recover. But if you do buy something and you want to have a chance of recovering your couch because your dog chewed it, whatever, you pissed on it, you had a party.
Right.
Get removable bottoms and removable backs. If you can't take that back off via Velcro, via zipper, via some type of fastening system and bring it to me, you're fucked.
You can't buy a new couch.
Yeah. Damn.
Because how much labor's involved of destapling it, and if a guy got on there on a Monday, he's fucking pissed off at his wife, had a bad week, and you're fucking loading up staples.
Yeah.
And you got to fucking peel. Pick everyone.
Yeah. What about the preventative maintenance on a leather couch, even if it's a Rooms to Go couch? What kind of
which I have preventative maintenance. We've had ours probably 4 years. And
I'm assuming don't steam
plastic
it.
And leather cleaner. You can go to Carbrite.com, Amazon. Just get something that is a plastic and leather cleaner. Dilute it 50-1 with water. A white towel.
Okay.
Clean. Same with the vehicle. It's the same. You can put it on the vehicle where you grab handle on the vehicle where you're grabbing it. So much from the dirt grime, plastic leather cleaner, clean that handle, your forearm rest, your center console, plastic leather cleaner.
Yeah.
So stay up to date with it.
Right. You got to stay on top of it. I mean, leather needs maintenance, right?
Just like us.
Yeah.
You don't put I put lotion on my skin.
Yeah. You're looking ashy.
Yeah, don't be looking ashy up in here.
Don't be looking ashy.
Okay. So when did the transition go from automotive leather to marine upholstery?
So I left Gabbert's to go do marine, and then after bottoming out, buy him out after a year, the automotive, since that was what I built for 10 years for him. I kind of took over the Marine. So I was we were doing everything. Whatever can be stitched, we were doing it. That was where we kind of lost our... We were trying to serve everybody. It's hard to say no to people. Like, down here, like, you want help? Like, old man comes in here, like, hey, I got this belt. I don't even want to charge you to stitch this belt because it's going to take me literally nothing to stitch this 6-inch piece. But you got to run a business. You got to pay the lights. You got to pay bills. You got this, that, and the other. You get saying yes so much to help people, you lose sight of what you are. So leather took a lot. So we were killing the leather business, the dealerships. But now dealerships have changed. The dealership selling of it, the customer base, that whole industry has changed. And I've saw it. So now I'm going to get back to where I'm good at, which I know I'm the best at and I'm good at. And I put my work up to anybody. If you want to pay for quality, I'll put up to it, is the Marine and the custom, like, you, stuff you can't buy at Amazon. You can buy Bimini's at Amazon. You can buy random boat covers and all that. But if you put up custom fitted to custom fitted, we're going to be the best. We're not going to be the cheapest. We're not going to be the fastest, but you're going to get the best, and you're going to be very happy. Or you can get off-the-shelf stuff. I mean, that's what the world is today. Right. So, and that's what the competitors are trying to, you know, compete with. What you see online,
Separate yourself. I'm not in that spot.
I'm not in that. Yeah. You know, if you want that, look, I will sell it to you. I will buy it myself, mark up 20%, sell it to you, and install it.
Right.
What you want to do?
Right. Now, when you say buy like a Bimini offline, are you talking about like that total package that
frame,
that,
canvas, and everything? Yeah. Three bow.
All right, and then there's also the
boat covers.
Was it Dolphin? I think is one, like the
T tops
in a box.
You can buy the whole frame. You start rattling.
They're not great. That's why.
Go to Vincent. It's all water. Get him.
Right.
Get him to build up a frame.
We're talking low end is where I'm at right now. So
I wouldn't even do that.
That's the kind of No. I'm not suggesting that. No. I'm saying this is what you're referring to.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, definitely, you know, understand what you're buying if you buy something like that.
Yes,
you're
and
not
going
to get the same
trying to compare apples and apples. When,
correct.
And that's where you get into business side, and that's where I kind of flourished just learning it. If you can educate the customer from the get-go and them coming in, okay, yes, I can sell you that same Bimini, or let me tell you why that Bimini is $300. Let me tell you the why. Or
that's
that T-top.
Well, usually in the Marine, it's true. If you don't pay it for it up front,
correct,
you're going to pay for it
break
later.
Break out another 1,000.
100,000%.
Right.
So, I mean, it's hit or miss. I mean, what do you usually say your Bimini's or your T-tops last longer than the store-bought ones?
Yes.
Yeah, so I know it depends on what
so
taking care of.
So, like canvas. So, right now in today's world, in today's outdoor fishermen,
canvas
you have,
is expensive just by itself, just
it
the
is.
Product.
It's a couple $100, you know, a yard and shipping. And, I mean, it costs.
Yeah.
But in today's world, today's we have, you know, in our market down here, we have center consoles with T-tops. A lot of days, we're going to have all fiberglass. But some center consoles that have the canvas T-tops, I will put 15 years on my canvas T-top all day. If you just leave
normal
it there,
wear and tear.
No more wear and tear, 15 years all day. Made all day. Most stuff you buy online, you'll get a couple years.
Yeah.
Now, I am 3 times higher, so you divide that times three and all that. Yes, it's a lot, but... It's done right.
Yeah, but then you got to yank it off.
Take it back off every time. Yeah, and then you're going to come to me, hey, can I buy some lace? I'm going to charge you know, $1 per foot.
And then you're pulling it down to Destin and it comes flapping off in the middle of the interstate. Yeah.
It's just educating the customer. That's the big deal. And that's where going up on prices to be able to say, okay, this is what we do, this is what we specialize in, to be able to take time to educate the customer, to let them know these are your options. You pick. But I've collaborating, got all these options for you and can direct you to where you want to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
And you make the decision.
Right.
You make the decision. Well, I'm C-Deck, but now there's a lot of EVA flooring out there. There's a lot of them out there now. I used to get 20 calls a day. Now I get maybe 20 calls a week on flooring because now there's a lot of
more
flooring
competitors.
We were C-Deck for the first 10 years of EVA flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So now I will educate you and you make a decision.
Right.
Because I got to see you at Walmart whenever I'm checking out.
Yeah.
And I want to see you.
Yeah. Hey, Minnesota's peeling up already.
Yeah. Well, you should have called me.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, you mentioned earlier you got a wall in your shop, right? From like the lowest to the highest end stuff.
And I've stuck stuff on a little piece and I've put on the fence. And, you know, some stuff you can walk up there, scratch your fingernail on it, you'll get the blue off and take your pick.
Yeah.
But I've done that because I care about selling a product or doing whatever and making sure that whenever I see you, I don't have to feel that awkwardness like, oh, that's a customer or this and the other. Like, I've given you all the information. you scratched that and it came off blue, it shrunk, it peeled up on you, that's on you on the flooring side or the canvas. I'm just here to help you.
Right.
I'm here to help the boating community, and that's why we pride ourselves on that. You know, we used to be big, but at the end, when we were really big, I still was the only one doing the marine canvas and upholstery, and I always pride myself on every marine and canvas work done is for a boater, by a boater. I'm always proud of myself on that because I'm part of the boating community, me and my wife and family and all that. And to this day, I will always be the I do all the marine work. Cause so if I see you at the island, if I see a cricket, grasshopper,
yeah,
whatever, horn, I'm going to see you, and I'm like,
I did that.
I did that. Yeah. And you're happy, like, hey, you're my guy. I'm not the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the fastest.
Have you heard that saying? Doing? I hope I don't butcher it, but it's like, you can, there's three things. You can have two, but you can't have all three. Cheap, or what is it? It can be cheap.
Cheap, fast.
And cheap, good. And good. Right?
Cheap, fast.
If it's fast and it's cheap, it won't be good. If it's good and it's fast, it won't be cheap.
That's the intricate one. That's past
it
my
makes
knowledge.
Sense, though.
It does.
Makes
it
a ton
does.
Of sense. Like, yeah, I can do it super fast. I can cut all my other customers.
And I could.
You can be at the front, and it's going to be good. But guess what you got to do? You got to pay for it. You know, in my normal prices, I'm hearing you're saying, you know, three times more than like the cheapest of the cheap, which I understand that. It's like, and it's going to be a little bit more than that. If you want it like next week, we can do it.
So
I'm a business.
So the first 10 years of Stitch, I did that. One helping or whoever wants to pay the most money. And I wasn't advertising it, but those people like, hey, I'm going to give an extra $1,500, put me in front of whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell them to call me and I would tell them why I paid you to put me in front of them.
Right.
I've had those customers and that's what it's like because they want quality.
Correct.
They'll pay
and
whatever.
Speed.
And speed.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, no. Anybody that comes in, I do it in line. So it used to be like a year and a half waiting list, 2 year waiting list. Now it's down like 3 months, 6 months because I don't have as much because I went up on prices.
Right, right.
So now I've shrunk my customer base to where good quality. And now it's where we're at. So if you got one cushion, it's 6 months because I got enough. I got 6 months worth of work. And I'm not putting that one cushion because that one cushion turns into the next cushion. Then so anybody that comes to an upholstery or canvas shop that says, like the guy with a motorcycle seat, hey, came checking. I said, look, I'm 30 days out before I can even touch that custom upholstery seat. He said, okay, well, so-and-so was 4 to 5 days. I'm like, well, why are you here?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I need it faster. You need it faster than four or five days? Yeah, damn, son.
You better call Timu.
You know? So I'm like, well, they are putting you in front of somebody.
Right.
So how do you feel about that?
You're talking about me as the customer?
Customer. You don't care because you're getting put in front of, but down deep down here as far as relationships, like, why'd you go there? You just knocked my shop out. Now you just knocked my shop. Well, you know, I'm talking about as a customer.
Yeah.
Because they were working on something. If you're saying you only got 5 days worth of work, there ain't no way.
Right. Right.
So blowing smoke.
You got some. You put them in front of them to get that money, and whatever. But now you just slowed down the person you're working on. How does that person feel that's being worked on?
Yeah. I got you. You're saying that's why you don't
That's where I have a heart and feeling like, that ain't right.
So you don't
not anymore.
Okay. You don't think money should jump you to the front.
It used to, like, hey, a lot of money was thrown. Like, hey, I want $5,000 extra. You come down to Orange Beach, whatever. I'm going to do it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, everybody's got a price.
A lot of
people,
I had one customer fly me to Fort Lauderdale, pay me just to come give me an estimate in Fort Lauderdale. Cost him $1,500 for an estimate. I got the job, and then flying me back and forth to do a job. And that's the mecca of Cams and Upholstery. But I'm good.
Right, okay.
And he wants good.
Right, he must have heard something or saw something.
No more. So that last time he called, look, I got these jobs ahead of you. Send him a picture on my table. This guy just quit after 6 years.
Can't do it. And he probably, it's like that girl, like if she tells you no, you just respect her more. You know what I mean?
But you want her more.
He's probably like, man, I still, am I not good enough? My money wasn't green enough? Yeah. Is somebody paying him more than me?
Does my breath stink?
Yeah, right. Was my boat shitty? What was it? He's like sitting at home, you know, all pissed off about it.
Those days are behind us. Now it's like get on and
yeah. You must have the business that you can afford and customer base to do that.
Wife.
Oh, okay. There we go. Let's
have
get
a sugar
that.
Mama. Have a sugar mama. Finally, you know that old song. I don't know who sung it, but
let's change
next
the whole.
Next time I'm going to marry for money.
Yeah. I was going to say let's change the whole podcast. We're not talking about upholstery anymore.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
Hey, the boss ain't happy. Nobody's happy.
Yeah. We don't care about anything about upholstery anymore.
No. Yeah. So with Stitch, you know, building that business, learning a lot. Like, I left Gabbard's, a 9-to-5, collecting a paycheck. And I think you recently left a secured employment. I'm not sure about your background.
No,
I'm still there.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. School?
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
No, said you're not the coach. Or
oh, I don't coach anymore.
Okay, that's okay. But you're still at school. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to do my research on you. Yeah. I was Googling and shit like that. Fucking Yahoo cross reference.
Right.
I was like, oh, man. All right. Shit, where was it going with that?
All right, hold on. I lost my train of thought, too. We were talking about your wife, the sugar mama.
Okay. So, you know, learning Stitch and the ins and outs and this, that, and the other. So we started Stitch in 13, 2016. I pushed my wife enough, Jamie. It's like, you need to start that coffee shop that you and your father always wanted.
There you go.
So her last name's Boozer. It's a very ironic, cool name. It can go both ways. We typically take one way.
Yeah.
But her and her dad always wanted to have a coffee shop. So I kept pushing. And you kind of saw, well, okay, low risk. Maybe, you know, he's kind of made this work and all that. So we did it. So now she has Boozer's Brew in a cafe, too. On her second location, we just broke ground on a third location. She's doing extremely well because she knows her customers to the point where she sees your car, you pull up to the window, she almost pops out your drink. As long as you don't come outside your norm, you're good.
Right.
As long as you don't change anything up.
Yeah. If you're at your norm and all that, she still eats it most of the time. Like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. You know, but.
Yep.
So it got me a little sugar mama, so that's part of it. To get to the point where, okay, to really be able to focus on, you know, Southern Stitch Company and, you know, the people and the industries, whether it's a low fisherman, a yachtsman, this, that, and the other, be able to service that industry, it has helped me. Now, if I was back to the days where I had to make money, then I'm doing whatever.
So it you've established
yourself. It was a blessing that happened and then took off and was successful to where we're, okay, now I can really get back to the enjoyment.
Let you take your time.
Enjoyment, fun, and like, okay, this is what I'm good at. Now, if I'm going to keep partnering with my life, I need to be good at it in this time frame or in these parameters, and luckily that's what's happened.
Donnie over at Premier Detailing said he was one of your very first customers after you went out
Donnie.
On his own, and he said you do great work.
Thank you.
And then thanks, Ron, for the comment. Ron said, going back to the sugar mama wife, he said he spent 34 years lowering her expectations every day. He says now, so when he buys flowers or remembers a birthday, he's king.
There it is.
So, take that advice, podcast people, however you want.
So we're getting into, I guess, whatever you want to call it, boating season. So everybody's either taking the covers off of them, or they're getting it ready, or they're getting it's hot weather. Everybody's getting that itch, and then when they pull the cover off or they're looking at it, that little black spot pulls up, and it's all moldy and stuff like that. So it goes back to the debate: do you cover a boat for upholstery? Do you not cover a boat for upholstery? Do you do this? Do you do that? What's your recommendation?
Spending time with the customer, educating the customer. Mm-hmm. How do you store your boat? Store it on a trailer. Okay. Are you planning on having it airtight? Yes. You don't want any water in there at all. So you want a waterproof fabric. A waterproof fabric does not breathe, because if it's waterproof, it does not have the course to allow the air to go through. Okay. You want a waterproof. So you're not going to have any air circulation in that cover. So you dry your boat, or you don't dry your boat, which most people don't, because they don't shame their seats or their upholstery after they get done washing and all that, after they spend all the time washing it. So they put the cover on there, you trap all the moisture. Downhill. It's going to happen. Yeah. Done. You're done. You can get the bleach, you can get all that 3M, you can get all the West Marine cleaner. Is it going to lighten it up? Is it going to take a look? It's there. It is there. At that point, okay, well, no, I want to cover it, but I'm still going to, I want airflow because I don't want that moisture build, right? I don't want what you just said. Okay, well, then you need a water resistant fabric. At that point, it's breathable.
Right.
If you don't build it right and you let it sag, you will get a puddle, you will get a drip through there, and then whatever.
Now, let me stop you right here. When you talk about the fabric, are we talking about the cover that
itself.
You're using for the boat
cover?
Okay.
Boat
okay.
cover
okay.
itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So then you have a breathable fabric, you have a non breathable fabric. So if you have a breathable fabric and you don't have it tended right or built right or whatever, you get a puddle, you get a drip, you get a big pond, you get gnats, mosquitoes, you get a drip, and then it gets messy and all that. But if you have a breathable fabric and you get it tended right and you have like maybe like on a pontoon or some center console where you have a transom door, keep that door open and put a little fan or just keep some air flowing. Just keep it breathing, keep it going, just whatever on that breathable fabric.
Right.
It helps.
Yeah.
But if you do, the worst is a lot of moisture, and it's a non-breathable fabric, and you got all that moisture in there, you're trapped, and you're stuck, and you have no fan.
Well, yeah, it's like
a lot of people mess up because on the center consoles, it's like having a bigger boat. When you have a bigger boat, you step up to, you know, dehumidifying, yeah. Air purification. You get into all that where it's the same concept.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to the covering it though, like down here, the weather's so humid. I don't know. Even if you use the water, what did you say? Not breathable, but like non-breathable.
Waterproof.
Mine's waterproof.
How airtight can you get it though in the middle of summer during the day when it's 100% humidity? How can you keep that out of there?
You're not.
I'm saying. Like, so without like a fan or even, I mean, a dehumidifier, and I'm thinking center console boat. Are you talking like
I'm mostly talking center console because that's most of our
market. Okay. Not like, you know, 48 foot
cabin cruiser,
right? We're not talking about that. No. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how you could do it. So I would rather go with the breathable option with the bat, like you said.
Something
like
to where it doesn't puddle, something to get some air and all that. Yes. And breathable is typically more lightweight, and I'm always about breathable, lightweight.
Right.
Because there's two type of covers. Ones that you never use, and then the other one is you never take off. There are those two type of covers. Mm-hmm. If it's not built right, if you haven't educated the customer, if you don't know what you're getting to where, okay, these are my functionalities, this is how I'm going to use the boat, you know, spend time with the customer, get to know them. Okay, I'm going to be taking my grandkids out, I'm going to be whatever, I'm going to be binge drinking all weekend, I'm going to throw the thing on there.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what you need if you want that lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. I like it.
And there's definitely two different kinds of covers because on my old boat, the cover was so cheap and so bad, it turned orange, which turned my seats orange, which turned everything in the boat orange.
Yeah.
Rip it off. Now I got a better.
That's not 100% dyed acrylic fabric. That's what that is. It's not 100% dyed. So
I'm sure it came from 60%. China or
Right. It's 60% dyed, so then the other 40% is on your boat.
Right. Now, this one I have now is, I don't know the name of it, but it's legit. Mm-hmm. But I still get the you know, top of the leaning posts, all that, top of the cushions, they all get the mold on it where the sun doesn't hit.
You got to dry it. As soon as you clean it, dry it. Chamois it. Have a chamois. A lot of people don't have chamois. Donnie would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Call Donnie. I'm sure he got Donnie special chamois. But chamois the cushions, get the moisture, get all that, and then cover it. A lot of people just wash it, and then just let it go. But you got to chamois it.
So I'm thinking if it's like during the summer, which most people wash their boat at the end of the day after you've been out all day, right? Mm-hmm. Are we talking like before the winter when you're not going to use it a lot, or are we just talking about every day?
Well, I'm talking about just letting them sit on a trailer or every day. Usually it's when you sit in a trailer for those months when we don't use them.
Okay, you're talking more winter months.
Yeah,
okay,
more storage. Because during the week or every 2 weeks, you're cycling enough. You're cleaning.
Yeah, sun's usually hitting it.
Well, I'm thinking like you get back from the island, maybe it's still a couple hours of daylight left, you wash it, it's going to dry pretty much on its own, I would think. Close,
it
right?
It should.
Yeah, it should. May not.
But I mean, today's Mississippi's weather, you
true.
Know.
True, again, 100% humidity.
Wait 2 minutes, it's going to be different forecast.
Yeah. But I guess does make sense because most of your cushions mold on the top, and that's usually where the water sits.
Right.
That you don't dry off.
So just chamois it off, cover it, keep some airflow in there if you can. Put maybe a fan on a timer, right? You know, way it ain't running all day long.
Same Christmas timers that you have for your Christmas lights.
Right.
Same timer.
Right, for the thing, yeah. That makes sense.
Preventative maintenance.
Yeah. Once you got this on, do you recommend any products to get it off? Or like I know a lot of people say
molding. I don't recommend anything because through the years of doing that, I've learned don't recommend anything because no one uses it in the moderation that it was designed.
Right.
And then they come to you and they're mad at you because they put their upholstery in bleach for 17 hours and they're wondering why they're
stitching up.
They're wondering why.
Yeah,
that's smart. You've been in the business, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people in different industries like say stuff like that. Like, I'm not going to recommend anything because...
But, like, on SeaDek, for EVA flooring, I will recommend on the lower level, SeaDek and other EVA flooring doesn't recommend pressure washer.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
It'll eat it up.
Yeah,
if you get through it. I found that 6 to 8 inches, and that's what a 2,700 PSI gas.
Right.
I've cleaned SeaDek with a 1,300 electric, staying that same 6 to 8 inches with no soap, nothing, just pure water, and it... blasts it clean because the EVA foam, which SeaDek is the EVA foam and the other industries that are out there, it's a closed cell foam, so nothing penetrates the product. It's on the top surface.
Even the blood of the fish, nothing gets
nothing
through.
Penetrates it.
Okay.
It's a closed cell foam.
Okay.
Sits on top surface. You blast it off with a pressure washer, you're golden.
Okay. That was one of the ones I was going to ask you. So
how did you get hooked up with SeaDek? They just came, you went
no,
yourself
I just
down?
Saw that this is going to be a thing 10
you
years
reached
ago.
Out to them?
Yeah. I was like, hey, I want to be the guy in this area.
You, I was going to, let me see if I can pull this down real quick. I got your Facebook page pulled up. But so is there? So I was going through your stuff, doing a little research earlier today. Is there?
We
some
call
kind
that
of,
creeping.
Facebook stalking.
Yeah, but creeping. If you have a purpose, yeah, it's not creepy.
It's
creepy.
Not.
Yeah, is there an industry party that y'all go to that looks like way more of a like? I want to go to this party. Is that an industry party? And maybe that's where you saw CDEC. That's why I asked this question.
Nope. Nope.
Okay. No.
CDEC. I think this year was the first year they actually had a booth there. Marie Matt has gone to that industry association party or
is that
conference.
It?
Yeah, look, I'm going to show it to
oh,
you.
Yeah, that,
to, hold on. I'll
can
put
we
it up
go?
There. Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah,
what
that
I said.
That was the 80s. That was the 80s theme. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, it'll
yeah.
show up over here in a second, but I'm like, I'm looking at your stuff, and I read your caption, and it says industry something or another, manufacturer, boat manu. I don't know what it said. I'm like, party.
See
I'm
how
like,
nice that sounds, but yeah. you're saying it's a party.
Right. Right. There. Right.
Can you sew?
Oh, yeah.
I could sew.
I could sew.
I could sew.
But I'm like, these guys. Thing. These guys know how
shout
to party.
Out.
I want to be in. Fly, I want to be in y'all's.
And what's funny is I'm not even in that picture. My
no,
wife
I know.
Is in
I was
that picture.
I was looking, yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Let me see. Hold on.
Who
I got
are all
more.
These guys?
Who's all?
I got more, but I don't know if I. See. Oh, that must probably. Is this you here with the glass? Hold on. It's gonna take a second.
I had glasses on.
Yeah. You're gonna come up in just a second. You'll
I had glasses
me,
on.
You'll see me click.
Yeah. So that's Jamie.
There's a
that's
delay.
Steve.
So oh. what is this? Is this like a?
That's you
oh,
at the bottom. Yeah. But I mean, that's a legit industry party, is it not?
So every year, so the Marine Fabricators Association is part of the ATA, which is the Advanced Textile Association. Awnings, canopies, fire retardant suits, big dome covers, all that stuff. And then we are a subsidiary of that industry, which is the Marine Fabricators Association. Every year we have a conference. It's different from East Coast, West Coast, you know, middle of the state, country, I'm sorry.
Mm.
Bats around. That was St. Pete, 80s theme party.
Hammered it out, looked like.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yeah.
But think about it. In one room, you'll have 10,000 years of knowledge. Like
correct.
It's from shops that's been passed down through three generations to a shop that just opened up. They only specialize in airplane seats. Mm-hmm. Or they only specialize in this. So when we go there, I'm picking brains. I got my book. I'm like just getting contacts, whatever. So whenever I come to here, I can implement it. So that's part of where, you know, that costs us a lot of money to go there, to get into that room of there. And then now I'm on the board, and now I'm doing presentations, and I'm sharing the knowledge and all that. But the first time, it takes a lot of money to get there, to get that knowledge. So whenever I implement it on those projects, that's why I charge what I charge, because there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
A lot to it. But it is fun, because we are, you know, if you're on a boat, you're fun. It's fun, right?
That's
right.
Fun industry.
And anything with boat in front of is going to
cost. So next year is Corpus Christi.
More. Oh, yeah.
We're going to bring a whole showroom that was at the boat show this past year. We're going to bring a whole showroom there and let one of our buddies borrow the boat that does nice little shades that come off the back, which I can sell you third-party shades now. A lot faster, quicker, cheaper. Come out the back rod holders, get a shade off your back of your T-top. You got shade on the back or shade on the front.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Quick, fast, black, white. I mean, a couple weeks and you have it versus me making it and a lot more expensive, a lot longer.
So you're not afraid to offer a product that
third
almost,
party.
Almost undercuts you a little bit,
it does,
sounds
they,
like?
But yes, they undercut me, but they have they're in this market, and they are offering a product at a good product.
That you're putting your stamp of approval on.
Yeah.
I take their label off, I put my label on it almost.
Okay.
So that point, like they're good. Like I have it on my personal boat.
Mm-hmm.
I have their personal boat cover on my boat, because if I built one, I couldn't build it. So they're good at shades like that, center console covers, meaning the center console itself,
right.
Or you know, the front and back shades, or a full boat cover, and that's their specialty. So that's the third party that I sell. If you want something quick, fast, cheaper now versus no, I want a custom because this is a Boston Whaler, because it has this, it has that. I want access points here.
Right.
Then they pay for that because they understand the cost.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
And I gotta wait.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good work takes time.
Yeah, for sure. Can't have it fast. We already
you're
covered that.
Again.
Yeah,
you're
we already covered
butcher,
that.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, so that's killer. Where you mentioned before we went live, you do something else interesting once a month, which I is very interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's killer.
So this is for, you know, you talk about train your competitors. Yes, the first month that I did it, we do free sewing class from 6 to 8 on the first Monday of every month. So you come there, whatever the first Monday is of next month,
mm-hmm.
You come there, whether you have a pair of jeans you just want hemmed up, you have a couch or a chair you found on the side of the road and you want to just recover it and put it in your den or something, free sewing. So whether we sew it, I will show you how to thread a machine. I will show you how to staple cushions. I will show you how to approach a job, whatever, to get it done. And, you know, if you want to cover it with fabric that we have, buy it from us. I'm not going to charge you for the machine, the thread, the staples, whatever, but we will get your project. And it's just something to give back. And because it costs, how I found in the business, it costs me more to do that one $20 job that old man or something that has a little stitch on his belt. Like, what's one thing that we've done forever? This guy has a something with maybe a pacemaker or something like that, but he puts on this little bag on his hip, and he needs two webbing straps sewed on it. Mm-hmm. He comes about every 6 months because he wears it, and I just sew it on for free.
Yeah.
Doing that cost me more, and I've done it when we were at the old shop for free, and he keeps coming back, and I'm not going to tell him no. I've done it for free, whatever. But it cost me more just to do it. I'd rather him just come to the class.
And do it himself.
Yeah.
And or I would do it right then. I'm already giving up 2 hours of my
time. Right.
Show somebody, hey, you want to sew this? I mean, it'll get done. Like, I just want to give back to the point where not everybody can afford a $150 shop rate, but yet, you know, dealerships can charge $150 and all they're doing is changing parts and they're not diagnosing nothing anymore. They're not, there's no art to it. They're just plugging something in. $150. Well, I'm $150 because I'm designing. It's an art.
Yeah.
It's an art to it.
Yeah, he's an artist.
So come to that. If I'm already giving that away, I'd rather give everything away, like let you so you can understand it and or take a pride from, like, oh, that was fun.
Well, there's one thing, and we've touched on it already, but, like, you know, upholstery work, especially on a boat, I'm not so familiar about the car, but I would assume it's right along the same lines. It's not cheap no matter where you go. Like, it, again, unless you buy something crappy off of Amazon.
Unless you want a dag.
It's expensive.
Walmart seat cover.
Yeah. It's expensive, and those look terrible.
Yeah.
But so it's like, Do you use that class for, like, somebody, and I think we touched on this earlier, but it's like somebody comes in, they got, like, maybe just a bow seat, you know, which is not
a front leaning post or a front bait well cover.
Right.
Yeah.
Not super big. You look at it and you're like, it's going to cost X amount of dollars. And they're like, what? Blah, blah, blah. And then do you ever say, just come to my class.
Just show up Monday.
And so, you can see what that really is involved with.
So two times that's happened recently in the past. So I've done it for a year. So
the class is for a year.
12 sessions. Roughly, this past one, twice this happened. This old man came from the VA. He already went to Harbor Freight, bought him a tarp, patterned his outdoor furniture on his patio, got the panels done, stapled it together. He said, I just need it sewed. I'm like, we have a $150 shop rate.
Yeah.
We have a 1 hour minimum, so it's $150 minimum. By the time we collect the bill, do this, call you, let you know your product's done. I got an hour involved in it.
Right.
So $150. Man, I can't pay that. I said, this is a perfect job
to bring into the
class.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, of course, military, retired. Mm-hmm. I tell him at 6. He's there at 5:45, backed up to the front door.
Yeah, knocking.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, and I just came back from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
I just brought my wife and to gymnastics.
He's asking
you
why you're late. He's asking why you're late.
Well, I'm
late.
I'm like, oh, man. Yeah. I was like, that's the old man.
Yeah.
Sure enough, so I started showing him, and I guess he used to sew parachutes or something like that in the military.
Okay.
So he started sewing and all that, and I helped him, and, you know, I had my little ruler, and I was popping him on the hand. I was like, no, don't do that. You know? And everybody's like, it's fun.
Yeah.
So he got it and got him done, and then he stayed halfway the class, and then he left. But whenever I got to my machine the next morning, he put a $50 bill on it there.
There you go.
Put the needle through the $50 bill. Like, hey, appreciate it. He's like, I appreciate what you're doing.
Right. That's respectful.
Yeah, because usually in the craft industry, any craft, like, that's the problem.
No one wants,
like,
to share.
You'll train, or even if they do, if you train somebody, in 2 weeks they're going to, hey,
well,
I got an LLC coming up.
Well, that's
up.
What he did his Cuban buddy.
Right.
But I didn't pressure you.
That's kind of weird that he was the one that,
we
that did
been,
that.
But we could have been so great. Like, look, hindsight, looking back in today's world, if it was me, Laz, and then Kevin, and, you know, Kevin, say, run the business, I own a percentage. Even Laz own a percentage.
Right.
Because in today's world, I'd rather have 100%. I'd rather 50% of a watermelon than 100% of a grape all day.
Right.
We could have had a great thing in this area and all that, but it didn't happen because it didn't happen.
Correct.
In hindsight of Stitch, my biggest regret, there was one gentleman that came. He came from Orange Beach. He was a charter boat captain, younger guy, Matt. He came in. He had his own business in Orange Beach, sewing, stitching. He came in for an interview. He stitched something up. I said, it's pretty good. Okay, I like that. We hired him. He got to the point where he was going there for the summer, coming here for the winter whenever it was slow. The schedule would get out of crazy 2 years, you know, backed up because he would leave randomly. And then, so we got rid of that. So it was scheduled for one person. But he said, okay, this is what I want per hour. Uh-huh. I will stay, or I'm going to go back to Orange Beach, and I'm going to do something. In hindsight, like, even though he probably would have went back there anyway or worked out for him, which is blessing, and everything works out for him. Now he has a successful electronic business and all that back over there. But give him the money. Give him the money.
You made the same mistake maybe your other people that you referred to.
But he didn't want ownership, but he just wanted, like 50 bucks an hour. Like,
yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, like, you told me $50 an hour?
Yeah.
But I'm your best employee.
You are my best.
I'm your best employee.
Like, you can do just as good as I can. Like, I can leave you on a job and not worry.
Yeah. Correct. And are you saying you regret that now,
That's one of my biggest regrets. But now he's in a better place.
Right, and understand that. Yeah.
And I'm in a better place. Hey, shout out Boozers.
Well, that's the thing when you run your own business. If you get somebody that wants to come in and not cut you and then do as good as you,
he said a big thing, though, too, which is, again, I've never, ran like an employee business. We do this thing, but there's no employees. I can put you in a job and I don't have to supervise micromanage everything you do. I hear people talk about this. Yeah. I can say, hey, do this thing, and then he will do it. I'm assuming, right? He would do it as well as you would with your same quality, and free you up to either go do a different job or manage, payroll.
I don't have to come back and check it.
Right. Yeah. Go, no, that's wrong. And what the hell are you doing? Why are you on your cell phone? Come back over here. Yeah.
And he, so.
Lesson learned.
You look back at it.
So speaking of employees, you're the main guy in the shop.
What's your staff?
We've done such a great job of brand recognition and just the smoke and mirrors.
Right.
The max we've had was 5, and two of the 5 were, 5-6+ years, and then now it's down to me and my 65-year-old aunt.
Nice.
And she probably shows better than you.
Absolutely not. Ah! But this is what's different between today's generation.
She works.
And 65-year-old generation. 65, she raised me with, my uncle, her husband, and all that, military CB and all that. I tell her she needs to be at work at 9:30. She shows up at 9:15.
Right.
Yeah.
She don't bitch, complain. She don't do nothing. She ain't on her phone. She calls at 11 to make sure my uncle's taking his pill at 2 when her alarm goes off, taking the pill, and that's it. Back on the phone. And she's there. She's there for the greater good of this company. We got customers. Mm-hmm. We got this, that, and the other. That generation. So it's like, okay. Now I'm showing her, and now she's outside of repairs. Now I'm letting her do like projects start to finish, and now I'm getting to a point where I think that's where we got to the point where the class of just giving back and showing you know something when you can teach something.
Yeah,
and that's correct. The big thing. When you can teach it, you know it. If you can't teach it, you don't know it.
Correct.
Watch one, do one, teach one. Oh. That's the word I come from. So that's a saying, and it's for real. Like, if you can't teach it, then you don't know it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You might fumble your way through it whenever nobody's looking, but you don't know it if you can't teach it.
And every day, whenever I'm in there, we're doing a project, and I'll stop, and I'll just, hey, come over here. Full time in motion, stop, hey, come over here. And I would just kind of think it out to her and say, this, that, and the other. So that's going to be our standard because of this, A, B, C, whatever. She's like, okay. And she goes back over there, and I know she absorbs it or whatever because she wants the greater good of the next customer that comes in here or us be more efficient or whatever. Just caring.
Yeah, and doing your job. Doing your job.
I'm gonna throw. Go ahead. Was you gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say with all your, you've had it. You've done this year. How many times do you sit back, especially when you go to those conventions, and say, "I learned something today"? How many times do you look at those other guys that are doing something and say, "I actually took something in that time"?
Meaning from the years of wisdom, guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether it be sewing or business, probably.
Right.
Yeah, there's two type of things in our industry. There's a master craftsman fabricator, MCF, and then there's a whatever abbreviation letter you want to have behind your name for the business side of this type of industry.
Right.
I don't have either because they don't have it on the CFF. You don't have MCF.
It's a certification.
But they don't make you have to sew. So you take all these tests about radiuses of bends and this, that, and the other, and how do you approach jobs, but you don't have to get in front of a sewing machine and sew.
Okay.
It's kind of like your driver's test. Now.
Okay. I don't want to be that.
Right.
Why? No, because I sew.
Right.
And he doesn't sew. He works in the office and he just take good tests. I don't do that.
Right.
And then you get into that. Where were we going with that shit?
About learning something from the old.
Yeah.
Old
from the old.
So now we get into where we're at the association. All we want to do is give. all we want to do is just give as
tips
much
and tricks.
And we actually have a presentation. It's called Tools, Tips, and Tricks.
Yeah.
And if you present the best tools, tip, and trick, you can win like $1,600 of MarineMat flooring. I mean, they're giving out big stuff.
Yeah.
So it's all about sharing. It's all about sharing. So taking that from there, it's learning that is priceless. It really is. It's a blessing.
Yeah. I like it. So I want to show on screen. It'll be a delay over here again, obviously, but I'm going to show one of this as a like it's like a center console seat to me, and maybe you can give us some backstory on the what the whys, but more importantly, and I'm going to click over to some of your other pictures here in just a second. Sorry for people on the audio. You'll have to go watch the video. But most people with stitching, I know. I'm like, this looks like a sports car or something. Now, most people when they look at something like this, especially, you can tell that it's pretty, right?
Very pretty.
Point us out some details that a guy like me and Joey,
we can't really appreciate. Yeah.
Right.
Know the value. Okay. So the inserts, you have double diamonds. So you can stitch. You have a diamond, or you can have double diamonds. As a double diamond means it's two parallel stitches, crossing and all that. You can stitch it once. That you have to stitch it twice for every time there's a double diamond. So just that insert section right there, not including fabric and not including the thread or the vinyl and all that, it took an hour and a half to stitch one panel. Just for the top.
Holy moly.
Each diamond?
No. The whole insert.
Okay.
Hour and a half. Sit in front of a machine once I laminate the foam backing behind the vinyl, because we put foam behind all of our vinyl. Most of our competitors, they just put vinyl, so you look loosey, looks gathered, just looks like crap. We put foam behind it, quarter inch minimum, sometimes half inch. That's a half inch foam. So you put it behind it, and then you stitch it, and you draw out your diamonds or whatever repeat router look you have of your inserts. You stitch it and all that. Just that top insert of just the diamonds took an hour and a half stitching it.
Damn.
Stitching it, drawing it. Then you do an hour and a half on the bottom. That gets you your inserts. Now you got to still pattern cut. So all the rest of the components, the side piece, the top piece, the other side piece, then you got stitching all the black welting. I mean,
that's a lot.
That whole seat probably took me, 10 hours.
Wow.
12 hours. So 2 hours, two days. So.
And what about the because the trim there, the black.
Right. It's either welting or piping. Yes. That's the most expensive seam you can have. Is piping because you stitch it three times, one to get it there, twice, once, second time to get it a little tighter, and then whenever you put it all together, you stitch it real tight. Nice
it's raised
tight.
Though, right?
It's raised. You have a little bead, and that which catches all the crumbs, which catches all the wear, which is the worst wearing seam ever.
Right.
But it's the nicest because you get a big pop color.
Yep.
Right.
But it's the most expensive because you get the fabric and all the stitching to it, and then you get into where you have a top stitch, which is you have one stitch visible seam, and then you get into a French stitch, which you have two seams, which most French stitches are on automotive perimeter seats.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a French stitch right here on the seat. That's you have a stitch there, and then you have a stitch there. That's a French stitch.
We got those professionally sewn.
I look at Walmart. And it's real leather, too. I don't know if you noticed.
I can tell. It moves.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's expensive. I mean, that's a $2,200 seat.
Right there, $2,200.
Yeah. But think about it, $2,200, and say I charge $150 an hour, 8 hours a day, that's $1,500. 2 days should be $3,000 plus material.
Right.
But I know that I'm going to take phone calls, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's going to end up being taking me probably 4 days to do that to make $2,200 minus materials. So when you divide out 4 days, I mean, I'm not making a lot of money. No.
Yeah. All right, so it's going to, again, there's going to be a little
time.
Bit. Yeah, no, it's crazy. And before we go to this, you're going to have a delay over there. Before we comment on I already changed it though. On that seat, was that a factory redo that you did on that boat seat?
Yellowfin. It was a 39 Yellowfin.
Okay, so it was all tore up.
Now, it was decently kept up.
Okay.
But he just wanted to put some.
Is that
new
the look
it.
That it already had, or did you add all that diamond stuff?
It didn't have the diamonds, it had the black welting. Okay. It was just white with black welting.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So what happens on a cushion that just gets to the end where you can't replace it, where it's all ate up, it's got holes
in it,
stuff
like
that?
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
If you have a seam that busts open, it's cost you less to fix that seam right then and there versus you let that seam go a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now you get the water washing away the foam. Now the foam is washed away. Now we get a little foam repair and then closes. As soon as it busts open, you need to take care of it. But Also, on my personal boat, I had a T-shirt over my live well for about 5 years.
So you're
and,
honest. Yeah.
And this year, we finally did all the upholstery on our – and I was doing it at the boat show. I was like, you know what? This is how I'm looking at it. You know, business side.
Okay.
I'm about to spend, you know, 36 hours. I'm about to spend 40 hours in the next 3 days, more than I worked the whole week at Stitch.
Right.
I might as well get something done. So guess what? So
doing now your personal stuff.
Now I'm moving forward. I'm going to do live upholstery at boat shows. Like, so you can sit there, because I had a great appreciation from a few guys that sat there like, wow, I did not know how much involved. So moving forward, all my boat shows, I'm going to gear towards live upholstery.
That's intelligent.
Live upholstery. Yeah. You can sit there and watch it. If you want to come staple, whatever, do all that.
Well, when's
so
the next one?
It.
I got two cushions.
Right. Can I donate?
Next Monday. The first Monday of May.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah. Let's look at this photo real quick. Local competitors. This is not you.
I can't say their name?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you can if you want to.
Okay.
Well, I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
I won't say their name, but I will say their geographic area is Woolmarket, which is where I'm from.
Okay.
Which is where I'm from. That's my hometown. That's where
–
that's my stopping grounds.
Yeah.
That's my stopping grounds.
They're, Sharks and Rams, baby.
They are in Woolmarket. And what this is a catskin leather install. So this guy got – so catskin retail now has a place where they grab the customer from online. When you search, hey, aftermarket leather or whatever, they spend a lot of money to grab that customer. And then from there, they work them. They sell it, do all that to a point where if you're part of the catskin retail program, they will send you a kit, put a customer's name on it. You call the customer – work out the install date, boom, and you get paid to install. You don't get paid nothing. I mean, for what I get charged for my services and what I think is worth, from what they pay, it's minute. But
so you're like a subcontractor.
But we don't have to call the. I mean, we don't have to sell it. We don't have to work out the details. Yeah. They might spend another 4 or 5 hours working out what type of year, make, model, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kit, customer, install, bill them. I get paid, which is great.
Right.
This customer chose them because they were 6 miles closer. Geographically, to me, they chose them, did that, hated their install on the Ram 2500 diesel. Wrinkle, I mean, it looked like crap. So he complained to CatSkin. CatSkin said, okay, we're going to have this other installer, Southern Stitch, reinstall this kit. So CatSkin paid me X amount of dollars to take this kit off.
Okay.
They sent me 2 new backs because they already sliced the headrest holes for where the headrest goes in. And if there's going to be some adjustments, they don't want to have any kind of openness.
It ain't going to fit anyways. Yeah.
So 2 new backs for the front seats, and then everything else, just take it off and reinstall it. So I did that one. Taking off the bottom, that's the bottom of the driver.
That we're looking at here. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So there's 3 hog ring
That's those
fasteners.
Circles?
Yep. There's supposed to be 5. So what they do, they don't do as many, so you're going to have some inconsistency seams. You're going to have a hump, up, down, hump, pull down, all that. It's going to be wavy. And then on the airbag themselves, so the airbag that's in the vehicle, the covers that come off of the factory covers and the CatSkin covers have an airbag design pocket that the seam busts open whenever that airbag deploys out, and there's a little sleeve that pushes the airbag out that spot that busts that seam to allow you have a side airbag. Oh, what they do, they just go ahead and cut the whole airbag pocket out of the cover, leave the airbag where it's at, don't unbolt it, don't take it out, leave the old cover from the old cover, and slide this cover on there. So that if the airbag would have deployed, it would have went wherever, taking your head off, taking your shoulder off, whatever, taking your side glass, your driver window out, whatever. Yeah. No airbag pocket.
And you don't know that. We wouldn't have known
you
that.
Would never known it. You would have never known it.
I would have never known it.
So then my bill went up even higher to CatSkin.
Yeah.
Like, hey, now I'm telling you. So I said, look. So I even posted that on social media, as you can see.
Yeah.
With even tag CatSkin, like, hey, are y'all gonna take their? Are y'all gonna pull this company's distributorship? I mean,
right.
This is the work they're doing.
Right.
No response.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
I'm just waiting.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's a squeaky,
they're probably pissed off at me. Like,
squeaky
I can't
wheel.
Believe, yeah.
This is
well, you're not.
I'm just doing my job.
Well, you're not a distributor with them at all. You were the cleanup man.
I was a cleanup man.
Yeah.
On that
so
one.
Hey, who cares if you like what
I said or not? I didn't name their business.
Yeah. What I'm saying is about CatSkin, though. It's like, I don't give a shit if you like what I said or not. Don't
you
call me.
You should use me first.
Yeah. Don't call me for your next little mess up. Yeah. Call somebody else or. Call me the first time
and get it done right.
Get it right. That's crazy. The customer,
he wouldn't. And so I called him.
Never known.
I don't beg for Google reviews and all that. I don't.
Yeah.
But in today's world, I'm starting to see it. I get reviews because I have a 6-month lead time. Like to go somewhere where they're not as lazy. You gave me a 1-star because I can't get to your car till November because I'm busy because I'm good at what I do. Mm. But I get a 1-star and no one monitors it. Like that's just bullshit.
Right.
So in today's world, like. So I called the guy. I'm like, hey, telling you this is what they did. If you could leave me a Google review, I would greatly appreciate it. Here's all the facts. Here's the pictures that they didn't put it back in. You know, oh, man, I appreciate it. And I didn't know. But, like, that's what's going to propel me to where, like, I don't care what he called. Like, I just want my shit done right.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Chris Baller's got a comment. Let me throw it up on the screen real quick.
Chris said building a new boat.
Yeah, he said new boat build. He said, can templates be made here and cushions made without having to bring the boat to the shop?
As long as you are okay with the cushions fitting to where your template was made. Because you send
meaning
me a template,
you're not responsible for
how it fits, how it fits or where it fits. You're going to send me a template, and if I build up vertically from that in a three-dimensional space, if it's just a 2D, you send me a template, and I build up box cushion and all that. If it doesn't fit, that's on you, but I will build it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you go out, do you go
and
out
or,
the job?
And if you want to pay for our services to come for on-site, butt time, me in the truck going out there, I will pattern that. So if there's any discrepancy, you point your finger at me and I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is it better to bring you the boat and say,
always
there
better.
It is?
It's always better because they don't understand what I know.
And, right.
You know, they're like, oh.
I think what he might have been asking, though, is there a difference between you taking your truck and going to the boat or me just towing the boat to your shop?
Correct.
If I go to the boat, it's more expensive. If you bring me the boat, it's the same price whether you bring me the boat or bring me the template.
Okay,
cushion.
So that's so worth a boat ride.
So
a boat
just
tow.
Sometimes, some people, it's like, well, I got to take off from work. So, you know,
well, if you got a big boat that's sitting in the water, it's probably not.
Yes,
gotta,
then yeah. Okay. But that clientele, they understand. Like,
right.
They got money.
Right.
Well, they understand. They might not have
money.
They understand that it costs to have a boat in the marina and not to pull it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it's trailerable and it's on a trailer,
it's always cheaper.
Bring it to the shop. I like that. Where are you located? Did we say that yet?
Probably not.
No, we ain't said it.
We don't even know where you're
at. I'm going to tag you in all this stuff, so it won't matter
so
as much.
So, Gulfport, Mississippi, Creosote Road. So, you take exit 40, Highway 49, which is exit 34A south. Your first light is Creosote. So, you go right to your outlet mall?
Yep.
Or you go left to me?
Yeah. You're right over there by where Wolfpack and that whole
before
thing.
Wolfpack.
Yeah. Yeah. But same road.
Creosote. So we call it before the curve. Before the Creosote curve.
Well, that thing's nasty.
Mike's
but
stickers.
It is open.
Yeah.
Mike's
is over there.
It is opening up. So this is some info. So as I've gotten to the.
Hot off the press. Here we go.
Hot off the press. Here so it since is. I've gotten navigating through the business and I tell you, I have a lot to talk about. And a lot of it is about City of Gulfport. And my goodness, I can write a book.
Right.
But they are. Taking that curve out, so it's going to be not as drastic. 90 degrees, nice little.
Did they buy that metal building that was for sale? That's if you go straight through that curve and drive that way. I wonder.
That was the old electrical building. What was it called?
Haynes Electric.
Haynes. Yeah.
So Haynes is still there. That's running out to the narcotics, Harrison County narcotics, I believe. But that curve was a trailer place. Everybody knows a trailer place on Creosote.
Yeah.
That corner actually goes to the center of Creosote Road, so. The city of Gulfport started riding away on this guy's property. Not the trailer guy, the people who own Haynes Electric, that whole parcel.
Eminent domain.
So they started riding. So then now they're like, okay, you got to do something with this building. Well, you're going to find me for the building, but you're driving my land. So then they got into a pissing match. So now it's okay. We're going to donate this land.
Mm-hmm.
We get tax credit on X properties.
Yep.
And you can have the land and take the curve out. So they took the building down, and now they're going to ease out that curve a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Marlo says, Roger that. Thanks. So thanks for the comment too, Chris.
He's building a new boat. I talked to him the other day. We were both launching at the same time. He's going to have a good looking one.
Okay. Killer.
He's wired it all by himself. Doing everything by himself.
I can see him doing something like that too.
That's what we need. Cool we need. We need some fishermen to come to that first Monday at the class.
Yeah.
First
Are
Monday
you live
month.
Streaming those? Like even just through your phone?
No.
You got to do that.
No. I need to.
You need to. Yeah. Just even if you just pop your cell phone on a little cheap Timu tripod, right? We ain't worried about quality on the tripod. And just people can watch it. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Well, your warehouse, how big of a boat can you handle in your warehouse?
43-foot center console, 14-by-14-foot bay door.
So pretty much anything that we can get in.
But then we sit on 3 acres, so you can bring in whatever, turn around, easy. And now we got a Boozer's Brew coming up, a drive-through only. Boozer's Brew right next door to Southern Stitch. So you can get your coffee, you get your canvas.
Damn.
And go.
Okay.
One-stop shop.
I like it. I'm going to link everything. I'm going to drop it in the comments here and just say, actually, I'll do that right now.
What's going on in the future? What is it? Boat shows? Beating the streets?
Or how are we growing? That? What's the plan? That's what Joey's asking. handling what you got.
Yeah.
So it may, yeah. Day by day. That's the first thing. You wake up and you take day by day. So the day by day conquer is to be able to have a customer walk in and or me walk the dock. And like, I need services. I like your price. I like your service. When can you get to it? I can get to it next week. And that's going to take, you know, raising prices or thinning your customer base, mm-hmm. or basically if, learning the ins and outs that I've done. You know, some calls I call back, some calls I don't, and just having that, the business dealings of it to where that customer could do that. I think that's going to be the biggest thing for our boating community.
What right now, if I show up to your business, call you, whatever it is, and I've got a medium-sized job, I'm not talking
but
like
what
craziness.
It is, because there's automotive, there's aftermarket leather, there's sea deck, and then there's commercial canvas
great
upholstery,
point, great
and
point.
Then there's marine canvas
great
upholstery. So what industry are you
okay,
in?
Okay, let's, because of our audience and what we do, let's say boat, I'm thinking boat cushions, pretty much the majority
60
of this conversation.
Days, 60 yeah. days right now.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but a lot of people, again, like we were talking about earlier, that one guy that wanted a motorcycle seat in 5 days, and he already had a quote from this other shop that's going to have it done 5 days, and
yeah,
like, why did you?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people just cover their boat. And then when it gets warm, you're like,
"Oh yeah,
it's like, oh, I
and
need
that's
a
lot
seat.
Of people."
Yeah,
but
you know
a lot, of, but then there's, but the reason why we have the backlog that we have now is because the people who before they put their boat cover on, they took a couple of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put the boat cover on, stored it, and then they started that engagement. Hey, I got this boat. I want this
right.
covered. Okay, I'm booking right now for January, February,
correct.
And they're in October, September, well, and then I'm like now this pontoon that I'm finishing up. You don't do a lot of pontoons because in today's world, pontoons, you can buy
the whole
seat online, pontoonstuff.com, rebolted,
right,
boom, boom.
Right.
It's crap material. You get a few color selections, but this guy, it's a family boat. It's sentimental. He's willing to pay whatever, and I've kind of helped him out at a Baton Rouge guy. Finishing up him, but he started in November. And I started him in February. I'm about to finish him now. That's how long it's taken for this pontoon. But then he added covers for all the seats because you don't want to have this big cover. You just want to have individual covers. Mm. So while that boat's there, might as well keep knocking it out. So you can knock them done, and then that kind of pushed the next person back at it. But they understand. But that guy started in November.
Yeah. It reminds me of like talking to like
Impulse.
Fetters over at Seven Seas Marine. No different than they sit there all winter long, and then as soon as it gets hot, that first
bam,
hot weekend, everybody's calling,
yep.
Hey, I need my motor service.
Dead batteries, flat tires,
yeah,
all
it,
this
or,
stuff.
Or,
yeah.
or like
and that,
the lawnmower.
And that goes down to us.
Yeah,
that's
lawnmower,
us as a person.
Yeah.
We don't take care of our stuff. Like, we buy it, and this, that, and the other. But
yeah.
We get so sidetracked of, we still got to, okay, let's drain the fuel. Let's do this. Let's put the trickle charger on there. Let's mm-hmm. dry them. We don't do that.
Yep.
We don't
preventative
do that.
Maintenance.
We don't do it.
Maintenance.
We don't
yeah.
do it. But 60, then we're the bad guys.
60 days, though, I don't, that's not terrible. I don't think that's.
Making something. Like, but when you go online, you look at Amazon, you look at boat cushions, you look at Bimini's, or mm-hmm. look at eBay and all that, or you call the shops and they say, oh, 30 days or 2 weeks because they're putting in front of you because they're trying to strike while the iron's hot, and then mm-hmm. it just messes up the whole market, mm-hmm. and no one knows what's true.
Yeah. Right. Well,
or you
just
go to three classes and do it yourself.
Right.
Bam.
Right,
see,
right,
there
like
it is.
I tell
yeah.
people, like if you have a full pontoon, it might take you 2 years, but we will do
we'll
this pontoon.
Yeah,
like
we'll
you will. Like if you come and say, hey, look, I have a pontoon.
Yeah.
I want to redo this. You're our job. You bring it. If you
bottom
just guarantee that you come in every month, we work on one section of that mm-hmm. boat every once a month for
yeah.
next 2
yeah.
years
yeah.
we will do it for free
yeah.
just buy the material
yeah.
it
yeah.
might take a while but
that's hilarious cuz a couple things. Number one, like he'll have such a new appreciation for upholstery work and what it takes
oh,
to
absolutely.
Keep that seat. He'd be like, he won't let nobody
nobody's
sit on
gonna
it.
Sit
nobody's standing on this trip.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even
look at it.
But then again,
sort of four.
You know, like back to another meme, like the guy, I read this on Facebook all the time. He quotes a price, and the person's like, I'm not paying that. And he's like, well, I'll teach you how to do
it.
No, he's like, I'll teach you how to do it. And then it's like, okay. And then he's like, but only teach the class on Saturday, and you got to pay for this, and you got to have your own tools. Do you have tools? He's like, I don't have tools. I'll rent you my tools. And by the time he's done pricing everything out, it's like
yeah.
three times what the guy could have just paid to begin with.
Yes.
But that's
I like that.
It's like, oh,
yeah.
you don't like the price? We'll just show up for 2 years straight, first Monday of the month, and we'll do it for free. And the guy's
yeah.
like, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I want you to fix
well,
it
do you want
today.
Your money or your time?
Right.
Which one is it,
exactly.
money or time?
Exactly. Yeah. That's all everybody's trading.
Did you say how long these classes go for? 2 hours? Is that what
2 hours.
2 hours. Okay.
You know, typically. I mean,
and what do they start at?
Six.
6 o'clock.
Six, and it goes to eight. Like last week we got out at 9, or last month, this month we got out at 9. The lady, because she brought her back, her bottom last month, and brought her back this month, and we got sidetracked.
Kudos to you for going over an hour on a free class.
That's homework.
Damn, if
yes.
I'm doing that,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, 2 hours.
Yeah,
told you. Bring
sorry,
it back next
Granny,
week.
We gotta
here.
Go.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta go. You got a family.
And I'm sweating. Yeah. I'm like, but it's whatever. Like, I enjoy it. Yeah, just, I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Well, dude, Stephen, we appreciate your time. I linked the Facebook stuff in the comments on Facebook and YouTube to your Facebook page. We'll have it linked on the audio. Anything else we need to tell anybody that we haven't said, man?
No, I think we covered it.
Yeah,
I think we covered.
That was a fun one. That was a good one.
Look, I am here. I am here to help anybody, whether, you know, so a side note. So I officiate college women basketball.
Okay.
Right. Junior college. I'm at the junior college level now. I'm trying to get up to D1 to do the SEC, ACC, and all that.
So you're Perk, Jones County,
Perk,
all
Jones,
that
Perk, yeah, River, yeah, and all that. Yeah. I do high school level, boys and girls.
I'm assuming you played?
I did.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I do high school now, so Van Cleve, Ocean Springs, Biloxi, Hancock, all of them. I do all the high school level, boys and girls. But when you get to college, you got to pick men or women. So if you have kids and all that, you want some pointers like, hey, some knowledge of basketball, hit me up. I can help you there. Like, because I'm telling you,
nice.
Now playing and now knowing the rules, mm-hmm. if I would have known the rules properly while I played, you could be such an XL player. Like,
right.
You really could, like, if you knew the rules deep down, like, that's not a travel. You can do that. And
right.
if he's calling a travel, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
You know, you can educate there. So I'm good at basketball. I'm good at business. I'm good, whatever. I'm at the point now where I just want to help. I just want to help. Whatever. Like,
I like it.
Yeah, because I got my sugar mama.
Yeah.
But yeah, my sugar mama, look, shit calls.
Going back to the grind.
Shit calls.
You pay, and when I say cut sugar, the line, you can do whatever you need to do. Yeah.
But when I say sugar mama, it's not that she's raking it over. It's just.
You're comfortable.
We're comfortable because she works a lot.
Yeah.
She works a lot. She got, you know, good customer service, you know. She's open, you know, she does well what she does. So.
Shout them locations out. I don't know if you might have done it earlier.
1921 15th Street across from the aquarium, and then 802 East Pash Road, Gulfport, at Tea Garden and Pash Road.
And then the third one's coming right next to your shop.
Creosote Road, drive-thru only.
All right, I'm going to get a cup of coffee whenever.
What's the best way to get in touch with y'all on either one?
Yeah, like for quotes, for...
Yeah.
Always coffee, what's best. Well, coffee or canvas?
Canvas. Canvas.
Or C-Deck or aftermarket leather.
What's because when people, like you said, okay, how much is or long? Well, it depends on what industry we're in. What's
right.
always best? When people call, I can give you some broad ranges, but what's always going to be best, you stand back, snap me a picture of the full thing, whether it's a chair, a boat, a cushion, an awning, a building in the front. I want multiple awnings. Just send me a picture of what you got going on. Don't get so close to the repair. I mean, it's this crack on the table, and you're taking a picture. Yeah. I'm like, okay,
that's
is that your butt crack? Or what is that?
What are we doing?
Stand back. Let me see it, and then I can give you know, email at southernstitchupholstery@gmail.com. I know it's a long one, and I've thought about changing it, but that was what was available.
Right. So
southernstitchupholstery@gmail.com. Send me a picture, and I can kind of get you close. And then from there, if you want to explore it more, yes. If not, it ain't for me. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. No feeling.
General
no
questions,
hurt.
Call, Facebook,
email is always
stuff.
Best because, you know, you can email, but as you get older and you get more wiser, you see how much time you spend calling people back.
Right.
100%.
That's, so
dead ends.
So before that, I used to not answer the phones because it was so bombarded. I got to be stitching. Now that we have a more manageable workload, I get to answer the phones more. So now I can weed out the customers. Okay. I'm not for you, you are for me, whatever it is, or, you know, buy that online, or, no, you need to go to this shopping because they're going to be your better. Giving all that information for free because of the years of just learning it, I'd rather that, but if I can't answer the phone, you got to leave a voicemail, and then it's like, okay, and then you don't answer.
Right, now we're playing phone tag.
So just email me. Just Ping email pong, me a picture like, hey, I need to repair my seat, this is what it is, or I want new boat cushions, this is, I'm on the bow, here's a full boat picture, aerial shot, okay. I've done this long enough. Okay, that's a 2x2. That's a 4x4. That's a 6x6. That's an 8-foot bolster. 8-foot bolster. There's 20. There, you know, there you get, you know, 21 feet of bolster. I can get very close. Okay, that's where we're at. You want to explore more? Let's. I don't want to waste any of your time.
Right. Because
if you're shopping for price, I'm not the person. If you're shopping for speed, I'm not your person. But if we've got all that worked out, I want quality. I want my boat be nice. Like if it's factory or you know if it was your boat or. You know, I want to be proud of this boat. This is, you know, it's $100,000 boat. I'm not going to buy another $300,000 boat. I'm going to put money in this boat. I want to take care of it. At that point, I can get you very close. Okay, that's somewhere where I had expectations of X. Or some people are like, no, I was thinking $200 a cushion. I got four cushions. Oh, I'm thinking like $500 a cushion.
Right. Because, that's a big difference, right?
You know,
from what they thought to what you can
do. So send me a picture, boom, email, I can get you.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
C-Deck, you got to send it off, right?
I scan the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cat it. Send it to them. They cut it. They send it back. I install it.
You install it. Yeah, there you go.
Love it, man. All right. Thank you again, man, for stopping by. I know you're a busy man. Yeah.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah. It was our pleasure. Thanks, everybody that watched on the live, the replay, and in the podcast land. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them.
Later.
Thanks so much for checking out the show. We really appreciate the support. If you haven't downloaded the Brownwater Banter app yet, go do it. It's free in the App Store and on Google Play. We have everything covered for a day out on the water. We've got the tides, the radar, Tails and Scales app. We've got a radio station right inside of it, and it's all free. All of our content is in there. You can listen to the show directly inside of the app. Make sure you keep your notifications turned on so you can stay in touch with us as we go live with guests in the future and plan events. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them. We'll see you on the next one.